What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. We are a little bit late today. That is a part of life happening. I knew I went to work yesterday and the 5-year-old is not feeling so hot. And I just had this feeling she was going to have a rough night, basically. And sure enough, I'm on my way home and my husband is like, "Are you almost here? Because dude has to get up at 2:30 and she woke up, you know, around 9:30 crying. So, I came straight home for some snuggles. But once I was here, I think she just needed mommy because she slept through the entire night, barely woke up around 9:30 this morning. But I put a little halt on recording today, which is totally fine. I know you guys are so understanding. And give me all the grace for this, because what's the truth? Life happens. And I didn't want to not record today because this is from a listener request. We're talking about change this week. It's kind of like the word I feel pressed on my heart for you guys. And she is struggling with other people factoring in to her life. And this is the thing. We all fall victim to worrying about the opinions of other people. We do. And we spend way too much time worrying about this. And then we're suddenly just trapped in this prison because we care so much about what other people are going to think. You're not alone in the struggle. We all worry to some degree about how we appear to other people. Unfortunately, this is common, okay? And social media does not help because we have people out here sharing the highlight reels about this picture perfect put together life and how they got there. So when you start to struggle with stuff, you just suddenly feel like there's something wrong with you because it's working out for this person, but it's not working out for you. And unfortunately, that's because these people are so insecure, a level of insecurity that runs so deep that they cannot express flaws in their life. And that's unfortunate because part of being able to succeed through life is sharing that struggle so other people can relate. If you cannot find people in life that you can relate to, it makes it hard to stay focused on your goals, your journey, your experience. We kind of get trapped in that something is wrong with us. You're not broken. And again, your struggle doesn't make you special, okay? Literally, you are taking key moments from your life when you're worrying about the opinions of other people. It's taking away your joy. You're absolutely never going to be the person to impress everyone, ever. I currently still struggle with this feeling, the feeling of rejection, because I think, how could people not love me? You know, how could they not? I think my biggest struggle is probably just even within family, where I just don't understand. I don't understand how, you know, I'm not accepted, how it just doesn't make sense to me, right? But I do start to worry about why they think that. And then I have to rein myself in and I think, man, there is no way that I could ever impress everybody. And why do I care so much about what people think of me? And there are some solid reasons, but at the end of the day, spending that time thinking about why I care, it does take from the current moment that I have, the current joy that I feel. It takes things away. And I'm kind of hesitant right now because I have an absolute obvious story that I could share. I just feel like I'm not, you know, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to admit that, admit the struggle, I guess, is the thing. And that's okay. I will share it on my terms when I do feel like I'm ready, but everybody struggles with this, you guys, okay? At the end of the day, there's always going to be someone against whatever it is you're doing, especially if you are changing, okay? When you change and grow, everybody's like, why is family the last to support you? And I learned this when I was building a business family and your immediate, you know, they're the last to support you 100%. And part of that is not just because, you know, they could be cynical people, but it's because when we see people changing, it makes us uncomfortable because we can see either our own potential, what we're not doing, or we have that level of jealousy because we just don't have the gusto to do it for ourselves. Misery loves company. And when you change, it makes people uncomfortable. And I encourage you to do that. The only way you're going to get through this is to do your own thing and allow everyone to think whatever they want. Let them. And the truth is, most people truly care less than you think they do. We worry so much about the opinions of other people. It is sometimes hard to believe that most people just don't care. We imagine they're laughing at us, talking about us behind our backs. And maybe, you know, there's a grain of truth to this in a different experience, but you're an adult now. So I want you to just relish the fact that no one gives a shit, okay? You're free to do as you please and to mess up as much as you need to in order to be successful. It's just like my insecurity about doing this 5K. I'm definitely in my head and I do care what people think. I didn't even want to go. I have a treadmill in the garage and I needed to do 2 miles yesterday. And I was like, I know I would do a lot better, my pace, my time, everything, if I wasn't on a treadmill. So I'm like, I'm going to go run in the street. No, the fuck I didn't. I was so worried that someone would see me. I'm like, I cannot let these people see me running. I mean, I have less than 2 weeks and a lot of people are going to see me running. Okay. But guess what? No one's going to give a shit what I'm doing. Everyone is there doing their own thing. And even if, you know, someone had something to say or to laugh about, what's the truth? I'm there for myself. I'm there for, you know, the desire to create this relationship with my girls. I'm meeting them where they are. It's a level of growth. And what's the truth? Last place in a 5K is better than time on the couch. And it's getting me back into being active, back into, you know, getting my steps in and getting just doing the things. And the truth is, nobody gives a shit. If I would have ran in public yesterday, nobody's going to give a shit. Okay. And if they did, how would I ever know? I would just conquer that run and I'd come home and I'd be like, damn, I did it. But instead I ran on the treadmill in my own little mental prison because I was worried about what people were going to think. Nobody cares. And part of what makes us feel like people care is because there was a point in our lives where we were judging other people. Maybe, you know, there was a time where I drove by someone and I laughed at the way they were running. And so I have this total insecurity that someone would do that to me. I don't know. I'm not saying I did that, but it's a possibility. There was a point in my life where I was judgmental. It's like we can point out all the flaws and the mistakes in other people, but when it comes to owning our shit, what are we doing? What are we doing? And no matter how judgmental you are against other people, it doesn't do anything to elevate your energy, your human experience, any of that. It doesn't bring you peace. It doesn't bring you joy. It just makes you more insecure about where you are. Oh my God, I love Benjamin. He has this thing about he will never wear sweats like in public ever. He used to have a friend that just like wore sweats all the time and he was very judgmental against him. He was like, and it was part of like this thing too with his family. He would show up to his dad's house in sweats and his dad would be mad. Like they, you know, expected him to be dressed and put together. So even on the laziest of days when I'm like, all right, let's go run this errand, like he will just get dressed for everything. I love that about him, but I think part of the issue of him worrying so much about what other people would think if he was in the sweats is because he was harsh on judging other people in that moment and being judged as a kid. But what's the truth? No one gives a shit if my husband is in sweats, okay? He's super hot. He could wear anything and it wouldn't make him look like a bum. Ever. Just it's his own thing. But the truth is, if you just stay in your own lane, this allows other people to live however they want. And part of why I talk about being mindful all the time and being in this present moment and the awareness of your surroundings and your current task, it's because then you're not distracted to be thinking about the past or the future or those moments where you felt judged or were judging. You just keep your attention on this present moment. And I know that when you're starting something new or you're bringing change in your life and other people are getting uncomfortable, it's like I spent my whole life needing permission from someone just to kind of explode. And the truth is, God gave me that, okay? I was given an ultimatum in a very toxic marriage. I could be a writer or I could be married to him. If you guys have tuned in before, obviously, you know, I got a divorce. And part of what I knew in that moment was, I'm really going to do this. I've got 4 kids. I'm going to disrupt their entire lives and change the dynamics of what family is for them. I knew the responsibility was heavy. And this meant that my dreams were going to come true no matter what the cost. That meant I was going to write until someone had a book of mine to read. And this did happen. Mind you, it took 10 years, you guys, okay? 10 years of that. But I knew that I was going to make this happen. And I knew that I would never be with anyone that didn't accept who I was. For me, just being completely me, I spent so many years with a man that I just was trying to be who he wanted me to be. I was never really me. Me made him uncomfortable. He could not be okay with my, you know, confidence, my charisma, my outgoing personality. It was very uncomfortable for me to be me. And so I wasn't. And I knew I was never going to be that person again. And I prayed. I definitely prayed for my husband now. And it's crazy because we went through a lot of shit to get where we are. But at the end of the day, he was that person that not only gave me permission to be me, but made a safe space for me to do so, like pushing me out of my comfort zone. So I was used to not having the support. I was used to someone shutting me down. And the thing is, if I come to Benjamin with ideas, I'm like, there's still that little part of me that secretly, out of self-destruction mode, okay, out of self-sabotage, out of comfort, is hoping he would shoot me down, but he never does. And so if I bring something up to him, it's there. I can't take it back. And he holds me accountable in ways that I don't even think he has the intention to. So it's a beautiful thing. I promise if you can find these people that are going to support you, you worry less about the people that don't. So you have to start being selective. And I've got people on the internet I've never met face to face that literally have no idea how much their support means to me. Little things, sharing my links, sharing my posts, just even calling me out if I'm missing or something's happening, or they can just tell these people are checking up on me. These people will come into your life as needed, 100%, but you have to just keep focusing on you and doing this task. You cannot make decisions for other people. If that would have been the case, I would have stayed married for the sake of my kids. I knew that there was a possibility that this could be devastating. No one wants to break up a family. No one. Nobody gets married to think we're going to build this life and then I'm just going to tear it back down. Even now, I never married Benjamin ever thinking that there would be an out. And honestly, I mean, we've done pretty good at understanding there isn't one. We're going to work on this. We're going to continue to work on this. But you can't make decisions for other people because you're worried about how they're going to feel or what they're going to think. Everything I've done has been to improve the life and position of our family, to keep me on solid ground so I could be a good mom, so I could be a good partner, so I could be a good wife, a good friend, a good everything. if I worried about other people, I would never show my face. 100%. It's scary out there. Life is short, you guys. And you just think about like the last 5 years. How fast did that go? Just this year alone. Are you kidding me? It's November. How fast did this go? And it's going to progress. There's not enough time to be worried about other people. You cannot waste time. There are parts of you that are so unique. And these are your most valuable assets. You're not going to, you know, pay to watch a stranger walk, right? Because that's a normal thing. It's a common sight. Almost everybody can walk. It's the things that make you unique that are the most valuable. How can you worry about the opinions of others when it comes to the most valuable and unique parts of you? And this is the thing too. I learned, I've learned you have to keep your ideas to yourself. So if you are looking to change your life and you're going to make this huge, you know, transformation, you don't need to broadcast this. Because there are people that are going to give you grief. There are people that are going to come with negative opinions. I mean, if you just look on the internet, watch any viral TikTok video, you're going to see so many comments in there. And that shit fucks us up. I know it does, because I imagine, you know, man, I imagine the hate that can come. And that kind of shadows everything beautiful that we want to do. So yeah, people are going to have the opinions. But if this is really important to you, you're not going to care what anyone thinks. So keep it to yourself. And if you do choose to share what you're doing, you are going to get negative comments. What kind of person, this is what I think, like, how miserable does someone have to be judgmental, to be leaving negative comments, to be attacking how someone else is trying to grow and progress in life in this human experience? How miserable do they have to be? Do something today that you think others won't approve of and see what happens. What exactly are you worried about? What kind of reaction do you think is going to happen? Today's the day you can start living your life without concern of the opinions of others. This is a habit, and it's just a habit that you're going to have to break 100%. You're creating yourself a prison, and you don't even know. You don't even know. So what if someone has a bad opinion of you? And I tell myself, when it comes to thinking about, you know, just family struggles, I think, how does it affect my day to day? It truly doesn't, because my husband and I wake up every day and know it's us with six beautiful kids against the world. Like, we're doing this. We've got this. We've been doing it and we'll keep doing it. So how does the opinion of other people, or the rejection, or, you know, the negative comments, how does any of that affect your everyday? Because when you wake up, you're the only person that's going to be living your life. No one's going to do this for you. This is the part of the story where I tell you that you have to be your own hero. No one is coming to save you. So you make the decisions for yourself, and you understand that you're ready to take on anything that comes with it, because this matters so much to you. Your happiness, your peace, your joy, your future, your security, your peace, this matters to you more than what anyone can say. I love you guys.